You know, the BioBots are real. Because anybody who is stuck in a program from their culture, from their bloodline, and they can't see outside the red versus the blue. And I remember being there, or not necessarily being there, but people trying to pull me into that, you know. They want you fighting against what the system's doing. Actually, the corporate system's destroying itself by supporting these false narratives, fake reality. They're bringing up a generation that believes lies, you know. And every generation has believed some kind of lie, we know that. But by them shutting down and censoring the truth, they're destroying their self. The corporations who censor the truth are actually destroying themselves. There's only going to be a few if it keeps going, there's only going to be a few in power. And all these different corporations are going to be shut down that don't support the narrative, the fake reality narrative, the gaslighting narrative, the narrative of Babylon, you know, the 666 narrative, pretty much. And like I say, everything's happening now. The book of Revelation is happening now. It just hasn't culminated, because really the book of Revelation is a culmination of Genesis 3. When Eve dropped mankind into sin, into time, the mother of all living, she dropped man down into time. Even though God knew it would happen before the foundation of the world, so it was already written at the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So the fall of mankind, man would have chose it on his own anyway, because Eve is just the flesh side of Adam. And so Eve is the flesh side of Adam. And so what happened is God is showing everybody their fallen state or their fallen tendency. And that only Jesus can escape this place. Only Jesus has the escape velocity that anybody needs. And so by rejecting Christ, they just continue down a spiral, and they'll never escape gravity, the grave, death, the womb. They'll never escape the womb of the earth. The pit, the lake of fire, the womb is never full, right? The eye is never full, so the hell hath enlarged herself. Hell hath enlarged herself because many tarry at the wine. What is wine symbolic of, really? It's darkness, it's delusion, it's fake reality. So somebody wants to go get drunk because they don't want to face reality, right? They don't really, life is too stressful. Really, they don't want to face themselves, to be honest with you. Yeah, the system's trying to stress us out and make everything bad, but it's really 90% is internal. You can cut your stress. You don't need the internet. You got your phone to pay your bills. You don't have to have all this extra stuff. They're making it to where you have to have certain things, you know. I'm thinking about getting another phone line with just one of them little flip phones that are the old style phone as my line just to make calls. My phone will just be like a tablet, you know. the whole system is upside down. The whole system's crazy. The whole system is Jezebel spirit. The whole system is ridiculous. There's always some kind of power play. There's always some kind of fake narrative. There's always some kind of judgmental, fake reality, stealing identities, pretending to be you. You know, why would they do that? Because they hate you. It's a mockery. You could list 100 things of how the system lies or promoting itself and destroying itself. Just total insanity, to be honest with you. It's total insanity. If it keeps going the way it's going, they're doing this on purpose. They want the chaos. They live for the chaos. Because if there's chaos out there, they don't have to look at themselves. They don't have to look at their inner man and be aware of what they're doing. That's what I'm saying. Biorobots are real. They're not aware of what they're doing. They gotta have the drama because they don't want to look at their internal and their Jezebel spirit and their narcissistic spirit. They don't want to look at that. That's why they gotta keep the drama going. Because if they are reflective of the inner man, or the inner person that is, then they're gonna get somewhere, and they're gonna escape the drama, and they're gonna escape the lies. Too much going on for it not to just kind of go into chaos. And you know, they say order out of chaos. We'll see what happens. It seems to be just getting more, becoming more chaotic, you know. Now it could be all a planned destruction. They know Babylon's fallen, so they might be just doing planned destructions before it really, the real destruction. And everybody who's going around their little mouse maze, their little maze and their little rat race, hamster wheel. That's the word I was trying to find the other day. Instead of a gerbil, I meant to say hamster. So everybody's going around their little hamster wheel and they know it. And so they're doing this stuff behind the scenes that you don't even know is going on. And they're creating these scenarios, scenes, acts, plays, facades. So they're creating these little scenarios to try to destabilize people. If you notice the leader of China, he's just like a stone cold face. He doesn't have a frown. He doesn't really have a smile. He's just stone cold calm. He's not trying to be too positive, and he's not trying to be negative. He's like a watcher, you know. And notice the leaders don't get upset, but they want you upset. They don't get bent out of shape, but they want you bent out of shape. That's the part of the game. They want you in chaos to look at them as like they're stable. Like you can trust them, but they're the ones creating the chaos around you. Now, I believe in authority, don't get me wrong, but when authority starts going against God's creation, God's truth, shutting down voices that are speaking truth, that's when I say it. That's when I pray. Need to pray that this Biden goes away forever. Pray that he gets booted out of office and never see him again. Because it's contrary. It's contrary to human. It's contrary to life. It's contrary to everything that's right. It's contrary to the reality even. You might say, well, what is reality? Well, it's right in front of you. You got night and day. You got sacrifice. The seeds fall off the tree and they die and they sprout up. Death, life, sacrifice. You might have to sacrifice 33% to gain 66%. Jesus went to the cross at 33, and there's 66 books in the Bible. A third of your day you sleep, and you get up the rest of the day. Death, resurrection, death, resurrection, cycles. Look at time. You say, what is reality? Maybe I'll just do a video. I'll just go ahead and end this now. I need to do a video on that. What is the reality? It's right in front of you. The cycles, the birthing. Where does the Jezebel spirit come from? It's the night trying to overtake the day. It's Eve trying to usurp the authority of Adam because of her sin. She doesn't want to admit it and take the consequences. And it repeats. It repeats in the sky. The night chases the light. The dark chases the sun. The night tries to overcome the light, but when the light comes up, the darkness has to flee. When you shine light in the darkness flees. The darkness only gets its power in the dark. Why do you think most criminals work at night? Because they don't get caught at night, they think. But they have to get caught because they are their own worst enemy. A criminal, think of the word criminal. Criminal and crime have the word cry in it, just like crisis has cry in it. Crisis, criminal, crime. Crime, M-E, cry, M-E. Me, people. Me monsters. Cry, that's why it's called crime. The selfish me people are always crying. It's right in your face. It's encoded in the words.